Cracker is our guest in Studio M today. Thank you guys so much for coming out today. It's been a whole lot of fun. You guys have done some projects outside of Cracker, obviously. You're doing some production work, and David, you're doing some production work, and Johnny, you're doing some film scoring. I assume when you go into those types of projects that are different from Cracker, your creative head has to be in a different place. How do you?
Sometimes. You get used to who you're hanging out with and their vibe and so on and so forth. But the music is music. I mean, you just set out and you start. I don't know. I think Dave and I have talked about this more. It's just you start to write and then it starts to tell you, kind of like as Dave was saying, which band it's for or what it's going to be. It's just the most important thing is just start making music.
When you go into that process, is it just something that happens, or do you have to like set aside time in a day to? Okay, it's time for me to write. I gotta go write a song now. Or does it come when it comes?
I think you have to be prepared, like for something that you just sort of think of on a drive, you know, you're driving home from someplace or something like that. But you usually don't do it unless you set aside time to write songs. You usually don't really do it.
So you're taking you're keeping a journal or something.
Yeah, I'm not 17 with like large amounts of time on my hands.
Right,
like,
we're dads.
Sit around and make make YouTube movies out of video game characters. What is that, Machinima or whatever like that? That's crazy.
I'm not 17 either.
So you have to guess. You have to set aside the time to do it. Really. And then as far as producing is cool. Especially if you're writing songs or like sort of in the recording process at the time, because it's really easy to sort of transfer over to somebody else's sort of stuff that they're working on and writing or recording, and you're sort of in that sort of head space anyway, but it's sort of like with no pressure, because you're not the one coming up with the music or something like you're just there to fix stuff, you know,
right.
Or like help it translate and stuff like that. So that can be actually very, very helpful. To do both, like, you know, sort of bounce between sort of producing some things and doing your writing and recording your own music at the same time is actually very useful and helpful. That's why, like, guys like who become like producer musicians, they sort of suddenly stop going on the road and stuff like that, because they're just in the studio all the time. They just find it's just much easier to just, oh well, I'll just record this stuff. And much harder to. It's a fun process, and it's much more difficult to get on the road and get your songs to translate live, and just all the things that have to do with playing.
Do you get the songs to translate live first before you take them into the studio?
Sometimes, but usually you don't have that luxury. Usually, you know, you write a lot of stuff. I mean, I think, you know, you write a lot of stuff in the studio, most bands do. Like, you know, when you're first starting out, yeah, you know, it sort of has to work live, or you don't really play it,
or you don't work,
or something like that. And that's what happens is later, when you're sort of making records and stuff like that, you have this other problem where you're like, well, that worked in the studio, now we have to figure out how to translate it to the live show, and it often takes some time to figure out. So,
Cracker is our guest in Studio M today. I believe we have time for one last song.
Sure.
You guys got it.
Sure.